Okay, so just to give you a little bit of context in terms of what we're doing here together with the young people.
Et anda teille natukene konteksti selle kohta, mitä me siinä noorte inimestega teeme.
So we met last night for the first time.
Me kohtusime esimest korda eelmisel õhtul.
And during this Sabbath, I would like to look at four different types of people in the Bible.
Ja täna hingamispäeval ma tahan esitada nelja erinevat tüüpi inimesi Piiblist.
And I would like to do that in order to describe four different general personality types.
Ja tahan teha seda selleks, et kirjeldada nelja üldist isiksuse tüüpi.
Now this is not rocket science, okay?
See ei ole raketi teadus.
But it is very important for us when we read the Bible to be able to identify with the people we read about.
Kuid meie jaoks on väga oluline, et kui me loeme Piiblit, siis me saaksime tuvastada või identifitseerida seda inimest, kelle kohta me loeme.
So when we read a story, we can say, ah, they normal, just like me.
Kui me loeme mingit jutustust, siis meile tekib selline mõte, haa, nad on sellised normaalsed, täpselt nagu mina.
And when something happens in my life, I can read the Bible and I can say, hey, I'm just like you.
Ja kui midagi minu elus juhtub, ma võin lugeda Piiblit ja öelda, et haa, ma olen täpselt nagu sina.
And that's brilliant because we believe that God loves them, we don't believe that God loves us.
Ja see on suurepärane, sest me usume, et Jumal armastab neid, aga me ei usu, et Jumal meid armastab.
But when we see ourselves in the Bible, we go, I'm normal.
Aga kui me näeme ise ennast Piiblis, siis me ütleme, haa, ma olen normaalne.
I'm okay.
Ma olen okei.
So, last night we spoke about Peter.
Eile õhtul me rääkisime
Peter.
Peetrist. Right. Peetrusest. Sorry.
All right. He's the guy that is right out there.
Ja see Peetrus on selline kohe esiplaanil.
You cannot miss Peter out when you read the Bible.
Te ei saa tähele panemata jätta Peetrust, kui te Piiblit loete.
Nobody else speaks as much as Peter does in the Gospels.
Neljas evangeeliumis ei räägi keegi nii palju, kui Peetrus räägib.
Jesus doesn't speak with any other disciple as much as he talks to Peter.
Ja Jeesus ei räägi ka ühegi teise jüngriga nii palju, kui ta Peetrusega räägib.
Peter is the guy that put his foot in his mouth. Good luck translating that.
Peetrus on selline, kellel on sõna, mõtted keelel.
Okay. He speaks before he thinks.
Ja ta räägib enne, kui ta mõtleb.
But he's lovable.
Aga ta on armastusväärne.
You cannot but like the guy.
Ta lihtsalt ei saa muud moodi, kui teile see meeldib. See
he wears his heart right on his sleeve.
Ja ta kannab oma süda on kohe varukas nii öelda.
And sometimes he says good things. Sometimes he says good things. And sometimes
mõnikord,
he says bad things.
Mõnikord ta ütleb häid asju ja mõnikord ta ütleb halbu asju.
But Jesus loves him nonetheless.
Aga Jeesus ikkagi armastab teda.
And then he experiences an amazing transformation when the Spirit of God falls on him.
Ja siis ta kogeb seda imelist muutumist, kui Jumala vaim langeb tema peale.
His basic personality traits don't change. He still talks a lot.
Tema isiksuse jooned ei muutu, põhilised isiksuse jooned, ta ikka räägib palju.
But when he's filled by the Holy Spirit, when he speaks with the authority of God.
Kuid kui ta on täidetud püha vaimuga, siis kui ta räägib, siis ta räägib Jumala väes.
And he's still a leader in the church, only that he's not laughable, okay, but he's actually a man with dignity and integrity.
Ja ta on ikka koguduse juht, aga ta ei ole ainult armastusväärne, aga ta on ka väärikas mees.
So God takes the original DNA, like in the story, the original characteristics, and changes them in a powerful way.
Jumal võtab selle originaalse DNA, nagu meie laste jutus oli, selle originaalse iseloomu omadused ja muudab neid imelisel või võimsal viisil.
So that was last night.
See oli eile õhtune.
Tonight we're going to talk about somebody else.
Aga täna me räägime kellestki teisest.
Today we're going to talk about possibly the richest personality that is out there.
Täna me räägime võimalik, et kõige rikkalikumast isiksusest, kes üldse on Piiblis.
The most gifted mind.
kõige talendikam mõistus.
The ability to experience a wide range of emotions.
Võime kogeda väga laia spektriga emotsioone.
However, it is somebody who generally struggles with self-esteem and they always doubt themselves.
Kui see on keegi, kes pidevalt kahtleb ise endas ja kellel on probleeme enese hinnanguga.
If only they would learn to read the Bible and trust the promises that God put there for them.
Kui nad ainult õpiksid lugema Piiblit ja usaldaksid neid tõotusi, mida Jumalal on nende jaoks seal kirjas.
Can you guess who it is?
Kas te võite arvata, kes see võiks olla?
Super gifted.
Väga talendikas.
Amazing human being.
Eriline, imeline inimolevus.
And in Estonian you say?
Moses.
Moses.
Yeah, Moses.
All right, almost the same. Almost the same. Now he's not the only one who displays those characteristics.
Ta ei ole ainuke, kellel on need iseloomuomadused.
Jacob was similar.
Ka Jaakobus oli sarnane.
Solomon.
Salomon oli
Elijah.
Sarnane. Elisa.
Elisha.
Elia.
John the Baptist.
Kristi Johannes.
Yes, and the Apostle John.
Ja Apostel Paul Johannes.
Now these are the people that are super talented.
Ja need inimesed on väga andekad.
They generally perfectionists. They like everything to be in their places.
Ja nad on üldiselt perfektsionistid. Neile meeldib, et kõik asjad on omal kohal.
Very sensitive, but very analytical.
Nad on väga tundlikud, aga samas ka väga analüütilised.
They are willing to sacrifice themselves for others and they are very loyal.
Nad on valmis ennast ohverdama teiste heaks ja nad on väga lojaalsed.
If you ask, they will never put themselves forward, but if you push them, they will do an amazing job.
Kui sa küsid või nad ei pane ennast kunagi esiplaanile, aga kui sa neid tõukad natuke, siis nad teevad suurepärase töö.
The world's greatest artists and composers and philosophers and inventors were people like Moses.
Maailma suurimad kunstnikud, heliloojad, olid inimesed nagu Mooses.
But
aga
there is also another side to people like Moses.
Sellistel inimestel nagu Mooses on ka teine külg.
Their moods change.
Nad muutuvad.
Sometimes they really angry.
Mõnikord nad on väga vihased.
When somebody doesn't live up to their expectations, they're very very critical.
Ja kui keegi ei vasta nende ootustele, nad on väga kriitilised.
They can be thinking of themselves very low because they never measure up with the ideals that they set for themselves.
Neil võib endast olla väga madal arusaamine, sellepärast, et nad kunagi ei jõua selle ideaalini, mis nad on enda jaoks seadnud.
Sometimes they can be selfish.
Mõnikord nad võivad olla isekad.
And very often they feel inferior.
Ja väga tihti nad tunnevad, et nad on läbi kukkunud.
And yet, when you look at them, they are like amazing.
Ja ometigi, kui sa vaatad nende peale, siis nad on imelised.
Let's look at Moses.
Vaatame Moosest.
Perfect life.
Perfektne elu.
40 years in Egypt.
40 aastat Egiptuses.
40 years in the desert.
40 aastat kõrbes.
And 40 years with the people of God.
Ja 40 aastat inimest, Jumala inimestega.
120 perfect years, right? 120 perfect years.
120 perfektset aastat.
Was it?
Kas oli nii?
Was it?
Oli see nii?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, let's look at it, okay?
Mõnes mõttes, jah. Aga vaatame.
All right, let's go. Very talented, that's what I said, yeah?
Väga andekas, seda ma ütlesin.
All right. Moses, if you read Acts chapter 7, verse 22... Luke tells us that he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and he was mighty in words and in deeds.
Ja apostlitegude 7. Peatükis 22. salmis on öeldud, et ta oli õppinud kõiki Egiptuse maa tarkusi ja ta oli vägev sõnas ja teos.
This was a super talent in his days.
Väga imeline andekus.
Egypt was not a throwaway country out there. It was the center of that part of the world.
Egiptus ei olnud lihtsalt nii sama üks maa, vaid see oli selle aja maailma keskus.
And when he lived, he ranked right at the top in Egypt.
Ja sel ajal, kui tema seal elas, ta oli kõrgklassis, Egiptuse kõrgeimas klassis.
Now I said Moses is super gifted.
Ma ütlesin, et Mooses oli väga andekas.
He wrote the first 5 books of the Bible.
Ta kirjutas Piibli esimesed 5 raamatut.
Okay? Now not anybody can do that kind of work.
Mitte igaüks ei saa sellist tööd teha.
He was the kind of a guy that when pushed, he actually showed his excellence.
Ja ta oli seda tüüpi mees, et kui teda tagant tõugata, siis ta näitas oma suurepärasust.
Now, even though Moses is very good, I said to you, he's not going to put himself forward. But when you push him a little bit and he feels under pressure, my goodness, does Moses perform.
Ja Mooses ei aseta ennast esiplaanile, aga kui sa teda natukene tagant tõukad, siis ta teeb suurepärast tööd.
So even though he's gifted and he hides his gift, when transformed by the Spirit of God, Moses goes and confronts Pharaoh, Moses goes and leads a million people into the wilderness.
Kuigi ta on andekas ja ta peidab oma annet, aga kui sa teda tagant tõukad, siis ta läheb ja räägib Faraoga ja siis ta läheb ja juhatab miljonit inimest.
A second quality is the fact that people like Moses are very willing to give of themselves, to sacrifice themselves for other people.
Inimesed nagu Mooses on väga valmis ennast ohverdama teiste inimeste heaks.
Moses and others like us, like him, we find it very, very difficult to enjoy success without feeling guilty.
Mooses ja inimesed, kes on tema sarnased, nad leiavad, et see on väga raske nautida edu ilma, et tunneksid ennast kuidagi süüdlasena.
So to compensate and not think too much about ourselves, then we normally dedicate ourselves to self-sacrificing causes.
Ja sellepärast, et seda kompenseerida, et mitte midagi, et midagi ei oleks liiga palju nende kohta, siis nad leiavad, et see on võimalus on seda teha ennast ohverdades.
So if you are a Moses or if you know a Moses, I say to everybody, watch out that when you give yourself out to others, it's not actually for selfish reasons.
Ja kui sa oled Mooses või kui sa tead kedagi, kes on Mooses, ma ütlen, pane tähele, et kui sa ennast ohverdad teiste heaks, et sa ei tee seda isekatel eesmärkidel.
Let me give you an example.
Või põhjustel.
Moses is the prince of Egypt.
Toon teile näite, Mooses on Egiptuse prints.
And he decides to identify himself with the people of Israel.
Aga ta identifitseerib ennast Iisraeli rahva inimestega.
Can you see the jump?
Kas te näete seda suurt hüpet?
People like Moses are very, very willing to pay the price in order to do something for somebody else.
Inimesed nagu Mooses on väga tahtlikud maksma midagi selle eest, et teiste heaks midagi teha.
In Hebrews chapter 11, we have that big chapter of heroes of the Bible.
Hebrea kirja 11. Peatükis, kus meil on terve peatükk Piibli kangelastest.
And the writer writes this, and I'll read it in one verse at a time. I'll read it, Hebrews 11.
Ja kirjanik, siis või Piibli kirjutaja kirjutab järgnevat.
24 to 27.
11. peatükist 24. kuni 27. salmini.
If you have it, you read it in Estonia. Okay, thank you.
You are not going to read it in English?
You read it just in Estonia.
Okay, 24 to 27.
So Hebrews 11, for those of us who only understand English, 24 to 27.
Hebrea kirjast 11. peatükist salmini 24 kuni 27. Usus keeldus Mooses, kui ta oli saanud suureks, laskmast end nimetada Paaro tütrepojaks. Ta eelistas pigem näha vaeva koos Jumala rahvaga, kui ürikest aega nautida pattu, sest Egiptuse aaretes suuremaks rikkuseks pidas ta teotust Kristuse pärast, sest ta tõstis oma silmad tasu poole. Usus jättis ta maha Egiptuse kartmata kuninga raevu, sest otse kui nähes nähtamatud püsis ta vaprana.
Thank you. So as you can see, people like Moses can see and can think very clearly and they are willing to pay the price and sacrifice themselves for the sake of other people.
Nagu te näete, inimesed nagu Mooses suudavad näha ja mõista väga selgelt ja nad suudavad ka ennast ohverdada teiste inimeste heaks ja maksta seda hinda.
That is why you will find people of that personality type very often as missionaries going to help other people, or they become pastors because it involves a lot of that, all right? They are willing to serve, or they work for charities.
Ja sellepärast te näete inimesi nagu Mooses minemas missionäridega, et teisi inimesi missionäridena teisi inimesi aitama, või te näete, et nad töötavad pastorina, mis hõlmab seda sama, või siis on nad töötavad heategevusorganisatsioonides.
Thank you. All right, the next quality that I would like us to focus on is the feeling of inferiority.
Järgmine, millele tahaksin keskenduda, on selline tunne, et sa ei ole, et sa oled alaväärne.
So it's very, very easy not to spot the Moseses amongst us because they hide.
On väga lihtne, et sa ei märka Mooseseid meie keskel, sest nad peidavad ennast.
They feel as though they're not good enough.
Nad tunnevad, et nad ei ole piisavalt head.
They are perfectionist in everything that they do.
Nad on perfektsionistid kõiges, mida nad teevad.
And they're not generally satisfied with what they do or anybody else.
Ja tavaliselt nad ei ole rahul sellega, ei sellega, mida nad ise teevad, ega ka sellega, mida teised teevad.
So if you are a Moses and somebody wants to say thank you publicly, invite you up here and say you are amazing, you're going to go no.
Kui sina oled Mooses ja keegi tahab kutsuda sind siia avalikult ülesse, siis sa ütled ei.
And until you recognize that it is a gift from God and you serve God and you know that when you stand out there, you're not just all full of your beans, all right? You really just give it all to God.
Nii kaua, kuni sa mõistad, et see on Jumala and ja sa tahad Jumala teenida ja et kui sa seal ees oled, siis sa ei ole mitte ise ennast täis, vaid see on Jumala teenimine.
So it doesn't really matter if you lead a football team or whether you lead an orchestra or whether you preach, it does not really matter what you do. Whenever you do something very good and people tell you you did something very good, you tend to focus on the mistakes rather than the overall success that is there.
Ükskõik, kas sa oled jalgpallitreener või juhatad orkestrit või kõneled, mida iganes sa teed, kui inimesed ütlevad sulle, et sa teed midagi väga hästi, siis sa pigem keskendud oma vigadele.
So I'm looking in the house and I know we're in the Baltics in Estonia and not many people show much, but I think I saw some movement on somebody's face. There are some Moseses in the house.
Ma vaatan ringi siin ruumis ja ma saan aru, et Balti riikides inimesed ei näita palju emotsioone välja, aga ma nägin mingisuguseid liikumisi nägudes, et ma arvan, et siin on Mooseseid ka.
Now, if you are a parent and you have a child that is like Moses,
kui sa oled lapsevanem ja sul on laps, kes on Moosese moodi,
criticism makes a deep impression on Moses.
Siis kriitika mõjutab väga tugevalt Moosest.
So be very, very, very careful because they got very sensitive hearts.
Olge väga ettevaatlikud, sest neil on väga tundlik süda.
They already have a lowest self-esteem.
Neil juba on alaväärsused tunne.
All they need is somebody that they look up to put them even further down.
Ja see, kui keegi, keda nad hindavad, paneb neid veel ennast madalamalt tundma, see on väga raske.
So if you ask Moses, please, you're so good, come and do something.
Kui sa küsid Moosese käest, et oi, sa teed seda nii hästi, et ole hea ja tule tee midagi.
Moses' natural response is no way.
Siis Moosese tavaline vastus on ei mitte mingil juhul.
But if you manage to persuade them.
Aga kui sa püüad teda veenda,
they will be exceptional.
Ja sul õnnestub teda veenda, siis nad teevad seda suurepäraselt.
But their resistance to being criticized very often is far greater than the satisfaction that comes from doing an amazingly good job.
Aga nende vastupanu kriitikale on palju suurem tihti kui see rahulduse tunne, mis tuleb hea töö sooritamisest.
So if you are Moses sitting here,
kui sina oled Mooses ja istud siin,
and an opportunity presents itself,
ja võimalus avaneb sulle,
listen carefully,
kuule nüüd hoolega,
don't trust your feelings.
Ära usalda oma tundeid.
Because you're going to say no.
Sest et sa ütled ei.
Commit yourself to God and ask God to help you out, figure the feelings.
Usalda Jumalat ja palu, et Jumal aitaks sul aru saada oma tunnetest.
And if you're lucky enough to have people in your life who know how good you are, listen to them.
Ja kui sa oled õnnelik selles suhtes, et sul on inimesi, kes teavad, kui hea sa oled, siis kuule neid.
So let me give you an example.
Annan teile ühe näite. Toon teile ühe näite.
Remember that God called Moses with the burning bush? Do you remember the story?
Kas te mäletate seda lugu, kus Jumal kutsub Moosest põlevas põõsas?
Now this is Moses.
See on Moses.
The first objection he throws at God is, I have no talent.
Kui esimene selline vastuväide, mida ta Jumalale esitab, on, mul ei ole talent andekust.
When God says, go and help these people, he says, who am I to go?
Kui Jumal ütleb, et mine ja aita neid inimesi, ta ütleb, aah, kes mina olen, et ma
That equals, I'm not good enough.
See tähendab, et ma ei
Then find somebody else.
Leia kedagi teist.
Even though they know in their hearts that they are amazing.
Kuigi nad teavad oma südames, et nad teevad suurepärast tööd.
Because of that fear of rejection and criticism, Moses is actually going to pull back and say no.
Siis selle kartuse, kriitika kartuse pärast ja hülgamise kartuse pärast Mooses tõmbub tagasi ja ütleb ei.
Now, if you are a pastor or a leader here today,
kui sa täna siin oled pastor või juht,
you know how hard it is to persuade people in our churches who are super gifted to come and serve God.
Siis te teate, kui raske see on veenda inimesi meie kogudustes, kes on super andekad tulla ja Jumalat teenida.
But if these people are Moses-like,
aga kui need inimesed on Moosese sarnased,
they don't reject because they are proud or anything like that. They reject it because they are afraid that they cannot live up to God's expectations and other people's expectations.
Siis nad ei vasta sellele kutsele sellepärast, mitte hoolimatuse pärast, vaid sellepärast, et nad kardavad seda kriitikat või nad kardavad seda, et nad ei vasta Jumala ja kaas inimeste ootustele.
So when you have Moseses that eventually say yes, please be kind to them.
Ja kui see Moosese moodi inimene ütleb lõpuks jah, siis olge väga lahked tema vastu, armastage teda, toetage teda.
Because it took a truckload of courage for them to say yes.
Sellepärast, et see võttis väga palju julgust temalt, et jah ütelda.
And if you are a Moses sitting here today and God calls you to do something for him,
ja kui sa täna oled siin Mooses ja istud siin ja Jumal kutsub sind, et sa tuleksid ja teeksid midagi tema heaks.
Don't say no immediately.
Siis ära ütle kohe ei.
Right? Read the Bible and remind yourself how often God called people and then he promised immediately, I will be with you.
Ja tuleta, loe Piiblit ja tuleta meelde, kui tihti Jumal kutsus inimesi ja lubas neile, et ma olen sinuga koos.
And if you are a Moses and you're making notes,
ja kui sa oled Mooses ja kirjutad midagi üles.
Let's hope this translates into Estonian, all right? The key to success in Christian life is not the ability, but availability. It sounds good in English.
Olla edukas kristlikus elus see ei ole võime, vaid see on olla kätte saadav.
All right, so if the first excuse is I don't have any talents, the second excuse Moses says I do not know theology.
Kui esimene vabandus oli, et mul ei ole piisavalt andekus, siis teine on, aga ma ei tea teoloogiat.
When God said go, he said, I don't know what to say to them.
Kui Jumal ütles, mine, siis ta ütles, ma ei tea, mida öelda.
I mean, this guy had PhDs from Egyptian universities.
Sellel noormehel oli doktorikraad Egiptuse ülikoolides.
He was the professor at those universities.
Ta oli professor nendes ülikoolides.
And he's like, I got no idea what I'm going to say.
Ja ta ütleb, et ma ei tea, mida ma ütlen.
All right? So many people today in this world will say no to God because you think that you don't know enough.
Paljud inimesed siin ütlevad ei Jumalal sellepärast, et nad arvavad, et nad ei tea piisavalt.
What people like Moses forget is what Jesus said to the 70 people which he sent out there.
Mida inimesed nagu Mooses unustavad, on see, mida Jeesus ütles 70 inimesele, keda sa saatis välja.
In Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, this is what Jesus said to them.
Mattiuse 10. Peatükis salmid 19 ja 20 on see kirjas see, mida Jeesus neile ütles.
When they arrest you, do not worry what to say or how to say it.
Kui nad teid kinni võtavad, ärge muretsege, mida öelda ja kuidas öelda.
At that time, you will be given what to say.
Sellel ajal teile antakse see, mida öelda.
For it is not you speaking, but it is the Spirit of God that is in you that will speak.
Sest see ei ole see, teie ei ole need, kes räägite, vaid see on Jumala vaim, kes räägib.
So a natural Moses is going to say, no, 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 I don't know what to say. A Moses that is filled by the Spirit of God, humbly will go out there and will excel for God.
Loomupäraselt Mooses ütleb, ei, ei, ma ei tea, mida öelda, aga kui ta on täidetud Jumala vaimuga, siis ta läheb välja ja ta teeb head tööd Jumalale.
The third excuse he gives, no one else will believe me.
Ja kolmas vabandus, mida antakse, on see, et mitte keegi ei usu mind.
Moses is afraid of rejection.
Mooses kardab hülgamist.
Moses is extremely sensitive to how other people perceives her or him.
Mooses on eriliselt tundlik selles suhtes, kuidas inimesed teda vastu võtavad või teda kogevad.
And if Moses knows that there will be objections, Moses is going to step back.
Ja kui Mooses teab, et on vastuväiteid, siis ta astub tagasi.
Moses doesn't like to fight.
Moosesele ei meeldi võidelda.
And he's certainly not going to pick a fight intentionally.
Ja ta kindlasti tahtlikult ei alusta võitlust.
Even though in Exodus chapter 3, God says to him, this is God speaking to him and says, and they will listen to your voice, Moses says, no, they will not accept me.
Ja kuigi teise Moosese raamatus kolmandas peatükis Jumal ütleb, et nad kuulevad sinu häält, siis Mooses ütleb, et ei, ei nad vastustavad mind.
You remember that Moses was the prince of Egypt and he failed. Now when God comes again, he's afraid of failing a second time.
Te mäletate, et Mooses oli Egiptuses prints ja ta kukkus läbi mõnes mõttes, siis kui Jumal tuleb, ta kardab teistkordset läbikukkumist.
Failure is going to make a Moses say never again.
Läbikukkumine paneb Mooseset ütlema mitte kunagi enam.
Now if you are a Moses,
kui sina oled Mooses,
I will say to you,
siis ma ütlen sulle,
it's not always about how you feel.
See ei ole alati mitte selles, asi ei ole alati mitte selles, kuidas sina ennast tunned.
It's about how God feels.
Asi on selles, kuidas Jumal tunneb.
So don't live in your own world down there.
Ära ela oma maailmas seal all.
Zoom out a little bit.
Mine natuke eemale.
And see what is God doing out here.
Ja vaata seda, mida Jumal teeb.
Ask God to reveal to you the bigger picture.
Palu, et Jumal võiks sulle avaldada suuremat pilti.
Because saying no to God because I'm afraid that I'm going to be a failure is fairly selfish.
Sellepärast, et Jumalale ei ütlemine selles kartuses, et ma läbi kukun, see on väga isekas.
The cause of God is far bigger than just us.
Jumala võitlus või Jumala töö on palju suurem kui meie.
The fourth excuse he gives is I cannot speak in public.
Ja neljas vabandus, mida ta annab, on see, et ma ei saa avalikult rääkida.
So God replies.
Jumal vastab.
In Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, this is God's response to Moses, who says, I don't speak in public.
Teise Moosese raamatus neljandas peatükis salmid 10 ja 11, Jumal on Jumala vastus Moosesele, kes ütleb, et ma ei saa avalikult rääkida.
So God asks him a couple of questions.
Jumal küsib mõne küsimuse.
Who gave human beings their mouth?
Kes tegi inimesele keele või
suu? Who makes people deaf or mute?
Kes teeb inimesed kurdiks või tummaks?
Who makes people see and makes them blind?
Kes teeb, paneb inimesed nägema või
teeb? Is it not I, the Lord?
Kas see ei ole mitte mina, Jumal?
Now go!
Nüüd mine!
I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say.
Mina panen sind rääkima, mina õpetan sulle, mida öelda.
Now that's God talking to Moses.
Jumal räägib Moosesega.
Not about what Moses can do, but about what God can do.
Et asi ei ole selles, mida Mooses suudab teha, vaid asi on selles, mida Jumal
Now,
suudab teha.
Now, if this was Peter, he would have gone after the first one.
Kui siin oleks tegemist Peetrusega, siis oleks juba peale esimest kutset läinud, aga siin me räägime Moosesest.
Even though God tells him all of this, you think that Moses say, okay, okay, since you say it.
Ja kuigi Jumal kõik räägib talle kõiki neid asju, te arvate, et Mooses ühab, okei. Okay.
But this is Moses.
Aga see on Mooses.
He is not easily persuaded.
Ja Moosest ei saa kergesti veenda.
Yet, when they submit, Moses submits himself or herself to the Spirit of God, they make powerful speakers.
Aga kui Mooses allutab ennast Jumala vaimule, siis saab temast võimas kõnemees või kõnenaine.
Because he refused to trust God, he saddled himself with a burden, his brother.
Ja kuna ta keeldus usaldamast Jumalat, siis ta pani endale koorma selga oma venna.
Okay? So instead of being the one that God called him now, he said, no, let my brother speak for me because I'm never good enough.
Selle asemel, et olla see, keda Jumal kutsus, ta ütleb, ei, las minu vend räägi minu asemele, mina ei ole kunagi piisavalt hea.
And that's when the problem started.
Ja siis sellest algasid ka probleemid.
That's Moses, because they feel so insecure, they like crutches and they like props, even though they can do an amazing job on their own.
See on Mooses, kuigi nad saaksid teha suurepärast tööd, nad ei tunne ennast piisavalt hästi ja nad ümbritsevad ennast karkude ja abivahenditega.
So if Peter needs to learn what to say, because Peter just keeps talking, Moses needs to learn how to say it.
Kui Peetrusel on vaja õppida, mida öelda, sest Peetrus muudku räägib, siis Moosesel on vaja õppida, kuidas öelda.
So if Peter preaches,
kui Peetrus kõneleb,
he's going to be full of beans.
Siis ta on väga elav.
If Moses preaches,
kui Mooses kõneleb,
he's going to be deep.
Siis ta räägib sügavalt.
Full of content.
Täis sisu.
You're going to need to get your pen and paper out.
Teil on vaja oma piljad ja paber välja võtta.
If Peter speaks, he's going to make you stand up and wave your arms and praise the Lord Jesus.
Kui Peetrus räägib, siis ta paneb teid püsti seisma ja käsi lehvitama ja kiitma Jumalat.
If Moses speaks,
kui Mooses räägib,
you're going to sit there and you're going to say, wow.
Siis te istute seal ja ütlete, wow.
I never thought of it that way.
Ma ei ole kunagi mõelnud sellest niimoodi.
The last excuse that Moses makes.
Ja viimane vabandus, mida Mooses teeb.
Exodus chapter 4 verse 13.
Teise Moosese raamat neljas peatükk salm 13.
For once he tells the truth.
Lõpude lõpuks ütleb ta tõtt.
In that verse he says to God, forgive your servant, Lord, please send somebody else.
Selles salmis ta ütleb, anna andeks oma sulasele, issand, saada kedagi teist.
All the others were smoke screens, they were all lies.
Kõik teised olid ainult suksed ettekäänded.
But God keeps at it.
Aga Jumal muud kui kutsub.
Because Moses is amazing.
Sest Mooses on suurepärane.
Because God knows what he can do in Moses's life.
Sest Jumal teab, mida ta saab teha Mooses elus.
And he's going to push until Moses has the courage to say to God the real reason for which he says no.
Ja ta muud kui lükkab või tõukab niiga, kui Moosesel on julgus öelda Jumalale see tõeline põhjus.
I don't want to go.
Ma ei taha minna.
Can you see how deep our natures are infused with that sense of doubt and questioning?
Kas te näete, kuidas me, kui sügaval meie loomuses on see kahtlus?
And can you see, you know the Bible story, what God does with Moses. Can you see when Moses learns to trust God? Wow!
Ja kas te näete, kui Mooses õpib Jumalat usaldama, mis juhtub?
Okay. Moses naturally will persecute himself. I can never be this, I can never be good enough, I never know all of this. And God looks at Moses and says, oh my child, you don't see what I see.
Mooses loomupäraselt kuidagi kiusab ennast taga, ei, ma ei saa, ma ei oska. Aga Jumal vaatab Moosest ja ütleb, et oh mu laps,
so I say
näe seda, mida mina näen.
So I say to all the Moseses in the house.
Ma ütlen kõikidele Moosestele selles ruumis.
We need a little bit of mental hygiene.
Meil on vaja natukene mentaalselt või intellektuaalset hügieeni.
Okay. We need to actually take control of our own thinking.
Meil on vaja tegelikult hakata kontrollima oma enda mõtlemist.
Because if we don't,
sest kui me seda ei tee,
we're going to become bitter and very angry at ourselves, at God and at other people.
Siis me muutume väga vihaseks endaga, enda peale, Jumala peale ja teiste peale.
Let me give you an example.
Ta annan teile ühe näite.
All right. Moses, because he cannot control his thinking,
kuna Mooses ei suuda oma mõtlemist kontrollida,
he becomes very angry very quickly.
Siis ta vihastab väga kergesti.
Remember when he was in Egypt?
Mäletate, kui ta oli
Egiptuses. And he saw the Egyptian hitting the Jew.
Ja ta nägi, et egiptlane lõi juuti.
He became extremely angry that that fellow did not understand the power that he had. He was so angry that he whacked him and he killed him.
Et ta sai nii vihaseks ja ta ei saanud aru sellest jõust, mis tal oli, et ta oli nii vihane, et ta lõi ja tappis selle mehe ära.
In Exodus chapter 16.
Ja teise Moosese 16. Peatükis.
The people are moaning to God. We don't have what to eat.
Inimesed kaeblevad Jumala poole. Meil ei ole midagi, mida süüa.
And God sends them quail and manna. But he says to them how much they should pick each day and how much they should pick on Friday.
Ja Jumal saadab neile vutte ja saadab neile mannat ja ütleb, palju nad peaksid iga päev korjama ja palju nad peaksid reedel korjama.
And most people listen, but some didn't listen.
Ja enamus inimesi kuulesid sõna, aga mõned ei kuulanud.
Now I know what picture we have of Moses. He's the kind and compassionate leader, right?
Ja ma tean, milline pilt meil Moosesest on. Ta on lahke ja kaastundlik juht.
In Estonian too. I like it. In Exodus chapter 16 verse 20, we are told that Moses was angry with them.
Teise Moosese raamatus 16. peatükis 20. salmis meil on öeldud, et Mooses oli vihane nende peale.
God was clear with the people. He was clear with the people. They did not live up to his level of expectation. And when people don't do that, we're like, oh.
Et kui inimesed ei elanud vastavalt tema ootustele, siis ta muutus väga ärritatuks.
When Moses is up on the mountain and God gives him the tablets and the people build a calf, when he comes down the mountain, he just stood in the presence of God and everything is perfect and he comes down the mountain and these idiots are worshipping a calf. What do you think Moses is going to do?
Kui Mooses oli mäe peal ja Jumal andis talle kivilauad ja Mooses tuli mäe pealt alla ja inimesed teelisid kuldsed vasikad, siis mida te kujutate ette, mida Mooses tegi?
In Exodus 32 we are told that his anger burned and he threw the tablets on the ground.
Teise Moosese 22. peatükis on meile öeldud, et tema viha süttis ja ta viskas need kivilauad maha.
So you can actually say that Moses was the first human to break all 10 commandments in one go.
Te võite tegelikult ju öelda, et Mooses oli esimene inimene, kes rikkus kõike 10 käsku.
Okay?
Järjest.
This is anger that a Moses-like person experiences when people don't live up to the high ideals.
See on see viha, mida Moosese sarnased inimesed kogevad, kui inimesed ei vasta nendele kõrgetele ootustele.
Do you remember another time when Moses got angry?
Kas te mäletate veel ühte juhtumit, kui Mooses sai vihaseks?
It was a fatal mistake on his part. Do you remember?
Ja see oli tema poolt saatuslik viga. Kas te mäletate?
Yeah. Remember? When he hit the rock instead of talking to it?
Kui ta lõi kaljud selle asemel, et kalju vastu rääkida.
Now don't be too critical of Moses, please.
Aga ärge muutuge kriitiliseks Moosese suhtes.
His job was not easy.
Tema töö ei olnud sugugi lihtne.
Ask any pastor in the house.
Küsige üks kõik missuguselt pastorilt selles ruumis.
In Numbers 20, this is what the Bible says.
Seda on neljandas Moosese raamatu 20.
Numbers 20, 3, 4 and 5, they quarreled with Moses.
neljanda Mooses raamatu 20. peatükis 3-5. salmini nad vaidlesid või tülitsisid Moosesega.
If only we had died with our brothers before the Lord.
Kui me oleksime lihtsalt ära surnud.
Why did you bring the Lord's people out in the wilderness so we all die together here?
Miks sa tõid Jumala rahva välja siia kõrbesse surema?
Why did you bring us out of Egypt, this amazing place, to die in the wilderness?
Miks sa tõid meid välja Egiptuses sellest suurepärasest kohast, et me
peaksime siin surema? It has no corn, it has no figs, it has no grapes, it has no pomegranates, and there is no water to drink.
Siin ei ole ei vilja, ei viigimarju, ei granaatõunu, ei viinamarju ja ei ole ka vett joomiseks.
In other words, if only there was a Lidl or an Aldi in the neighborhood.
Teiste sõnadega, kui ainult Lidl oleks siin kuskil lähikonnas.
But they're in the wilderness.
Aga nad olid kõrbes.
And Moses gets so fed up with the criticism that he receives for 40 years.
Ja Mooses ikkagi, tal saab nii küllalt sellest kriitikast, mida ta 40 aasta jooksul kogeb.
That he loses sight of God.
Et ta kaotab pilgu Jumalalt.
Instead of talking to the rock,
ja selle asemel, et rääkida selle kalju vastu,
he whacks it.
Ta lööb seda.
Ah! Do you understand Moses?
Kas te saate Moosesest aru?
Is it human?
Kas see on inimlik?
Because Moses goes between two realities.
Sest Mooses liigub kahe reaalsuse vahel.
The human side and the godly side.
Inimlik pool ja jumalik pool.
When Moses is left to who he naturally is, you don't see much of it, and what you see is not nice.
Kui Mooses oleks selles olekus, kelle nad nagu tavapäraselt on või loomupäraselt oleks olnud, siis te ei näeks teda eriti palju ja see, mida te näeksite, ei oleks väga meeldiv.
But when Moses is filled by the power of God, what a sight!
Aga kui Mooses on täidetud Jumala vaimuga, milline vaatepilt?
One more go, please. Moses is one of three Bible characters that we are told experience depression.
Mooses on üks kolmest piibli tegelasest, kelle kohta me teame, et nad kogesid depressiooni.
He literally just wants, he had enough, he just wants to go.
Põhimõtteliselt tal sai küllalt ja lihtsalt tahtis minna.
And in Numbers 11, verses 10 to 15, you find Moses saying, I'm done.
Neljanda Moosese 11. peatükis 10-15 salmini te leiate Mooses ütlemas, minul on kõik.
There are two other Bible characters who are completely done and just want to die. Do you know who they are?
Ja on veel kaks piibli tegelast, kellel sai kõigest küllalt ja kes lihtsalt tahtsid surra. Kas te teate, kes need olid?
Not Job. Elijah and Jonah.
Elia ja Joona.
Okay, so if anybody experiences spiritual burnout or depression, you just the same like people in the Bible.
Ja kui keegi teist kogeb vaimuliku läbipõlemist või depressiooni, siis te olete lihtsalt samasugused nagu piibli inimesed.
It's not good, but it's certainly something God can handle.
See ei ole muidugi hea, aga see on midagi sellist, millega Jumal suudab tegeleda.
Okay, but if you are a Moses in particular,
aga kui te olete just nimelt Mooses,
it is not the size of the burden that crushes you.
Siis see ei ole see koorma suurus, mis teid maha surub.
It's the attitude we have towards it. It is the attitude that we use to approach that problem that we have.
Vaid see on see suhtumine, mida me kasutame probleemiga tegelemiseks.
Now I'm very lucky because I'm married to a very smart and good woman.
Ma olen väga õnnelik, sest ma olen abielus väga hea ja targa naisega.
I wish you was here so I can get some brownie points.
Ma sooviksin, et oleks siin, et ma saaksin mõningaid plusspunkte.
Now I'm a little bit of Moses.
Ma olen natukene Mooses moodi.
No, I'm 99% Moses.
Ei, ma olen 99% Mooses.
All right. So I speak from experience.
Nii et ma räägin oma kogemusest.
And I'm so lucky to have my wife in my life because she's the one that actually does what God did with Moses.
Ja ma olen nii õnnelik, et mul on minu naine minu elus, sest tema teeb seda, mida tegelikult Jumal tegi Mooses elus.
She keeps asking questions.
Ta küsib küsimusi.
All right, and she recognizes that I am unique the way God made me, and He loves me, and she loves me too.
Ta tunnistab seda, et ma olen unikaalne sellel viisil, kuidas Jumal mind tegi ja Jumal armastab mind ja mu naine armastab mind ka.
But I need a lot of work to be persuaded to do something.
Aga mul on vaja väga palju veenmist, et ma midagi teeksin.
The fear is always, will they listen to me?
Alati on see kartus, kas nad kuulevad mind.
Will they do what I tell them to do?
Kas nad teevad seda, mida ma palun neil teha?
And my wife says, God called you, go and do your job, will you?
Ja minu naine ütleb, Jumal kutsus sind, mine ja tee oma tööd, kas sa lähed?
Stop thinking about yourself.
Lõpeta enda peale mõtlemine.
So I'm very lucky because she always recognized the opportunities that God presented and she always placed me, pushed me, not placed me, in a position where I can do a good job.
Ma olen väga õnnelik selles suhtes, ta alati näeb neid võimalusi, mida Jumal esitab ja ta alati tõukab mind, et ma teeksin oma tööd.
So find people like that in your life.
Leia sellised inimesed oma ellu.
People who can see the bigger picture better than you can.
Inimesed, kes näevad seda suuremat pilti paremini kui sina.
People who love you and appreciate the talent that you bring into God's kingdom.
Inimesed, kes sind armastavad ja hindavad seda talenti, mida sa tood Jumala kuningriigile.
And don't listen to yourself.
Ja ära kuule ise ennast.
Listen to them.
Kuule neid.
One more, please. Moses is a perfectionist.
Mooses on perfektsionist.
And I said that to you.
Ja ma ütlesin juba seda
the
teile.
The first five books in the Bible are written by Moses.
Esimesed viis raamatud on Moosese poolt kirjutatud.
They describe 1,000 ways to kill a goat.
Nad kirjeldavad tuhandeid viisi, kuidas tappa sikku.
In strict detail.
Väga üksikasjaliku kirjeldusega.
They have plans how to build a temple.
Seal on plaanid, kuidas ehitada templit.
Very, very strict detail.
Väga üksikasjalikult.
If you ask Peter to write those instructions down,
kui te küsite, paluksite Peetrusel kirjutada
you know what you're going to end up with, don't you?
Siis te teaksite, mida te saate.
A tissue from the restaurant with a drawing.
Sellise restorani salfrätiku, millel on joonistus peal.
And you say, go and build it.
Ja ütle, ja sõnadega, et
let's have fun.
Ehita.
Not Moses.
Naudi seda ja ka Mooses teeni.
Moses is so specific about absolutely everything.
Mooses on väga spetsiifiline kõiges asjus.
Because Moses wants to do such a good job, he finds it very, very difficult to delegate to anybody.
Kuna Mooses tahab teha nii suurepärast tööd, siis tal on väga raske delegeerida.
Because nobody is going to do as good a job as he can do.
Sest mitte keegi ei tee nii head tööd, kui ma neil tootaks.
It doesn't really matter that he's going to crucify himself by doing that.
Ja isegi ei tähenda see, et ta lööb ise ennast risti seda tehes.
Remember the story when his father-in-law came to see him?
Mäletate seda lugu, kui tema ei tuli teda vaatama?
Jethro comes and says, why are you killing yourself?
Jethro tuleb sinna ja ütleb, miks sa tapad ennast?
Teach all these other people, let them deal with all the aggravation and you only deal with the extreme cases.
Et las need teised inimesed tegelevad kõigi nende kaebustega ja sina tegele ainult eranditega.
Thank God he listened.
Tänu Jumalale, et ta kuulas.
Otherwise he wouldn't survive 40 years.
Muidu ta ei oleks 40 aastat vastu pidanud.
Would have been 4 months and 4 days and that's it.
See oleks burned out. 4 kuud ja 4 päeva ja olekski olnud kõik Moses läbi põlemine.
Moses struggles to trust other people.
Moosel on raske usaldada teisi inimesi.
And because they are afraid that the big picture that they have is not going to be fulfilled. They don't have that vision. And for that reason, they are very, very scared to hand it over to anybody else.
Ja sellepärast, et nad kardavad, et suur pilt, mida nad näevad, et seda ei täideta, sellepärast nad ei saa usaldada seda kellelegi teisele.
But when you, young Moses, can see the vision that God has for you and through you for other people. My goodness.
Aga kui sina, noor Mooses, näed seda pilti või seda visiooni, mis Jumal on sinu jaoks ja läbi sinu teiste inimeste jaoks.
One more quality. One more quality.
Üks iseloomu omadus veel.
Moses is loyal.
Mooses on lojaalne.
You will not find anybody else who is as loyal to God and to people as Moses is.
Te ei leia mitte kedagi teist, kes oleks nii lojaalne Jumalale ja inimestele kui Mooses.
Moses doesn't make friends very easily.
Mooses ei leia väga kergesti sõpru.
But when they do,
aga kui nad sõbrunevad kellegagi,
they are fully committed to their friends.
Siis nad on täielikult pühendunud oma sõpradele.
So if you have Moses as a friend,
kui teil on Mooses sõbraks,
value their friendship and loyalty,
siis hinnake tema, tema sõprust ja lojaalsust.
Please don't hurt them.
Ja ärge tehke neile haiget.
Other personalities, it will wash over them, but with Moses, it will hurt very, very deeply.
Teiste isiksustega see võib lihtsalt mööda minna, aga Moosesele teeks see väga palju haiget.
Moses was so committed, so loyal to these people who criticized him that he was willing, he said to God, rather me than them.
Mooses oli niivõrd lojaalne, niivõrd pühendunud nendele inimestele, kes teda kritiseerisid, et ta ütles Jumalale, et pigem surgu mina kui need inimesed.
Can you see the picture?
Kas te näete seda pilti?
Yeah? Don't raise your hand. Any Moses is in the house, don't raise your hand.
Ärge tõstke oma kätt, kui te olete Mooseset siin ruumis.
Do you know of any Moses is out there?
Kas te teate kedagi, kes on Mooses?
Okay. Love them.
Armastage neid.
Appreciate them.
Väärtustage
support
neid.
Them.
Toetage neid.
And encourage them to trust God.
Ja julgustage neid usaldama Jumalat.
Give them the story of Moses and ask them to read.
Antke neile see Moosese lugu ja paluge neil lugeda.
To realize how unique and special they are.
Et nad mõistaksid, kui unikaalsed with, ja spetsiaal, erilised nad
with
on.
With all of these qualities.
Kõikide nende omadustega.
Nobody else like them.
Ei ole kedagi teist nagu nemad.
And when they trust God.
Ja kui nad usaldavad Jumalat.
All of these other things.
Kõik need teised asjad.
They will be able to manage them better.
Nendega saab kergemini hakkama.
You read the story of Moses in the Bible.
Te loete Moosese lugu Piiblis.
And if you don't understand how he is made up, you will very easily think, oh, look at this big guy.
Ja kui te ei saa aru sellest, kuidas see on kujundatud see lugu, siis te vaatate, et oh, milline suur mees.
And you could be very easily intimidated by Moses.
Ja te võite väga kergesti muutuda araks, kui te vaatate Moosese peale.
He was like you and I.
Aga ta oli normaalne, ta oli nagu sina ja mina.
But over the course of, wait for it, not 4 years, not 40 years, not 80 years, but 120 years,
aga,
he learned to trust God eventually.
Aga mitte 40 aasta, või 4 aasta jooksul, mitte 40 aasta jooksul, vaid 120 aasta jooksul ta õppis Jumalat lõpuks usaldama.
So I say to the young people, you got your lives ahead of you.
Sorry?
I say to the young people, they got their lives ahead of them.
Ja ma ütlesin noortele inimestele, et teie elu on veel ees.
If it took Moses 120 years to learn to trust God, oh, you got another 100 to go.
Kui Moosesel võttis see 120 aastat, et õppida Jumalat usaldama, siis teil on veel 100 aastat ees.
But I want you to know that God sees in you the huge potential that he has already placed there.
Aga ma tahan teile öelda, et Jumal näeb teis seda tohutud potentsiaali, mida ta on teisse juba pannud.
He's just waiting for you to trust him.
Ja ma ainult ootan, et te teda usaldaksite.
Take him by the hand and just go with him.
Et võtke käest ja minge.
The last slide.
Viimane slide.
It's a Bible text that I said last night, I'm going to put every single presentation up there.
Ja see on Biibli tekst, mida ma ütlesin juba eile õhtul ja ma iga kord panen selle üles.
It's Galatians chapter 5.
See on Galaatlastele viies peatükk.
And it is a paraphrase.
Ja see on nüüd
it's not exactly as the Bible is, but I try to emphasize something.
Et see ei ole päris täpselt nii nagu Biiblis on, aga ma olen tahtnud midagi rõhutada.
The vision that God has for each and every one of us.
See visioon, mis Jumalal on iga ühe jaoks meist.
When we accept who we are and we trust to be filled by his spirit.
Kui me aksepteerime seda, millised me oleme ja usaldame, et me oleme täidetud tema vaimuga, saame täidetud tema vaimuga.
So can I ask you please to translate it?
Ja see on nüüd võetud the message Biblist.
Yeah, the message.
Ja ma tõlgin teda nii, nagu siit ma loen. Minu nõuanne on see, elage vabalt, elavalt ja motiveeritud Jumala vaimu, täis Jumala vaimu. Aga mis juhtub, kui me elame Jumala viisil? Ta toob meie ellu talente, täpselt sama, tihti samamoodi, nii nagu vili ilmub viljapuu aias, asju nagu armastus teiste vastu, rõõmu tundmine elust, rahu ja me arendame välja tahtlikkuse olla püsivad, arendame välja kaastundlikkuse meie südames ja veendumuse, et pühitsus läbistab asju ja inimesi või pühadus. Me leiame, et me oleme haaratud pühendumistest, oleme lojaalsed selle endele pühendumistele. Meil ei ole vaja ennast läbi suruda elust. Me suudame juhtida oma energiat targalt, energiaid targalt. See oli 22-23 ja 25-26. Kuna see on see elu, mida me oleme valinud, vaimus, elu vaimus, siis olgem kindlad selles, et me lihtsalt ei, et see ei oleks meie jaoks lihtsalt idee meie peas või tunne meie südames, vaid et see toimiks igas detailis meie elus. See tähendab, et me ei võrdle ennast üksteisega, nagu me oleksime paremad või halvemad. Meil on palju huvitavamaid asju teha oma elus, sest igaüks meist on originaalne.
Thank you. I know it's not easy. Thank you. What I want to get at is this. The natural Moses, if you ask him or her to do anything, they will dig a hole, they will jump in the hole, and they will cry themselves to sleep.
Et loomupärale Mooses, kui te palute tal midagi teha, siis ta kaevab augu, ta hüppab sinna auku ja nutab ennast magama.
But Moses, under the power of the Holy Spirit,
aga kui Mooses on Jumala pühavaimu mõju all,
will live freely and will be empowered and animated life.
Elab vabalt ja ta on jõustatud ja ta on elav selles elus.
When Moses learns to let God work in their lives, they will not compare themselves with anybody else.
Kui Mooses õpib laskma Jumalal oma elus töötada, siis ta ei võrdle ennast mitte kellegi teisega.
We will do the amazing things that God has planned for us.
Me teeme suurepärased asju, mida Jumal meie jaoks on planeerinud.
Because every one of us is an original.
Sest iga üks meist on originaalne.
So I give thanks to God for you, Moses is out there.
Ma tahan tänada Jumalat nende Mooseste eest, kes siin on.
And for the Moseses that God put in our lives.
Ja nende Mooseste eest, keda Jumal on meie ellu saatnud.
If it were not for you, our lives would be so much poorer than they are.
Kui teid ei oleks, siis meie elu oleks nii palju vaesem, kui ta praegu on.
So Moses?
Moses?
Dust yourself off.
Pühid olm maha.
Stop thinking about yourself.
Lõpeta enese peale mõtlemine.
Trust God.
Usalda Jumalat.
And let him do amazing things.
Ja las tema teeb imelisi asju.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together.
Palvetame koos.
Dear Father, we thank you very much because each and every one of us is precious to you the way we are.
Kallis Jumal, me täname sind, sest igaüks meist on eriline sinu jaoks ja kallis.
We thank you for the Moseses that we have in our lives.
Me täname nende Moosesete eest, kes meie elus on.
Teach us to understand them and to love them and appreciate them.
Aita meil mõista neid, hinnata neid ja armastada neid.
Teach us how to encourage them to trust you more and let you do powerful things through them.
Et nad võiksid usaldada sind rohkem ja et sa saaksid teha suurepärasid asju nende kaudu.
We pray for the Moseses in our life that they will learn to trust you.
Me palvetame nende Mooseste pärast meie elus, et nad õpiksid usaldama sind.
That they will step out in faith.
Et nad astuksid ette usus.
And let you take control of their lives.
Ja lubaksid sinul kontrollida oma elu.
Because your kingdom is so much more amazing with Moses there.
Sest sinu kuningriik on nii palju suurepärasem Moosesega seal.
So we thank you for Moseses and for Peters and for the other personalities that are here in our church today.
Me täname Moosese eest, me täname Peetruse eest ja kõikide teiste isiksuste eest, kes on meie kirikus täna.
Help us all grow together in you.
Aita meil kõik kasvada koos sinus.
So that you may come again.
Et sa võiksid tulla tagasi.
So that we can live forever with you.
Et me saaksime elada koos sinuga igavesti.
And see the beauty that you've placed in each one of us.
Ja näha seda ilu, mida sa oled igaühesse meisse asetanud.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jeesuse nimel me palume. Amen.